B-movie does have, like, several incest jokes.
But what else do you expect from a movie about bestiality?
Don't shift your weight. Don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
Hello and welcome to March Bradness. I'm Sarah.
I'm Hannah. And this week we're talking about a movie Brad Pitt should have been in. But really we're talking about a movie no one should have been in because it's not good.
Really, really true. We're talking about B-movie. And I think that's safe to say that nobody should be. Like, I kind of like hate to say this because I feel like B-movie is a movie that you want your enemies to be in. Like, stick like Matthew McConaughey in it and all that.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey, cast from hell. We'll do Matthew McConaughey, Woody Allen, and...
So we're just making ants?
Ants. B edition. No, we're talking about B movie. Do you want to tell the lovely people the plot of B movie?
Yeah. So Barry B. Benson. So Barry B. Benson just graduated from B school. And he has to choose his career for the rest of his life. And he's stressed out about it because he's a white man. It's basically The Graduate where he's full of ennui. But instead of fucking his older lady, neighbor, friend, mom of a woman, he fucks a person. played by Renee Zellweger, who's a florist. And then, out in the real world, Barry B. Benson learns that humans steal bee honey and, like, keep them in fake hives. And then he decides to sue the human race, and the rest of the movie is a courtroom drama.
If you listen to the last episode, you can see where this tie-in is coming from. Yeah, no, this movie is... So it's been turned into a meme, and you've probably seen it. Maybe you've seen the version on YouTube where every time they say bee, it gets faster. Which I do want to do to this episode. I think that'd be really funny. It's worth watching, I guess. Only because it's on Netflix and then you'll understand what the memes are about. And like, they do that. They do fuck. Like, she fucks a bee. It's not fake. It's real. And...
Do they actually fuck or does she just want to fuck him?
Well, I mean, it's heavily implied. They end up in a... Spoiler alert, they're in a relationship at the end of the movie. Ugh. She leaves her husband for him. Ugh. It's a romance. It's not like a friendship. I mean, maybe they're in
it's
like...
a partnership.
In an asexual relationship. Maybe B-movie is positive asexual representation, but...
Barry B. Benson is asexual. Don't erase that.
Given the amount of jokes he makes about, like, finding spiders hot and stuff, I don't know.
Anyway, so all of this just goes to say that this movie would be infinitely more watchable, and this movie would be far more charming if Brad Pitt played Barry B. Benson.
So... Brad Pitt is a very charming guy.
Yeah.
There is no way that I can suspend my disbelief. Like, it's hard enough to suspend your disbelief and believe that an adult human woman is in love with a little bee, the insect. And it's twice as hard to believe that when he's voiced by Jerry Seinfeld.
And he's going, blah!
But if Brad Pitt, the lovable man that he is.
America's sweetheart,
was... transformed into the body of a bee, don't you think it would still be like, once you heard the bee talk, you'd be like,
I get it.
Yeah.
No, I think Brad Pitt is charming and suave enough to give a lot of the quips that Barry makes, like a certain amount of like zhuzh, you know. I've been saying zhuzh a lot. It feels really nice.
I've noticed. It's the zhuzh this movie is missing.
Yeah, it'll give it a certain something.
Yeah.
Brad's a handsome man. Brad is a charming man. Brad is really the quintessential white man. Let's be real.
Yeah, Brad would definitely be confused post-B graduation and, like, not wanting to join the ranks of society.
Yeah, Brad's got a bit of a rebel in him, you know, a bit of an anarchist.
And Brad played a pretty good lawyer, as we saw in Sleepers, so he could hold up the courtroom drama end of this piece.
Yeah.
And Brad is okay sometimes at voicing cartoons, and I think he could pull this one off.
Yeah, Brad is a serviceable voice actor.
Boy Scout?
Brad is a serviceable Boy Scout.
Do you think Brad was a Boy Scout?
Yes. Is that even a question?
I love that. Did he wear the uniform?
Yeah, you have to. It's a uniform.
Did he sell cookies?
Boy Scouts don't do that. They sell Christmas trees and popcorn buckets.
I would buy a popcorn bucket from Brad.
Me too, especially with his little bowl cut. Oh, baby Brad was so cute, guys. If you guys haven't looked at pictures of baby Brad, which you should, because he's real cute.
Look him up when he's playing basketball.
Yeah, see him that's on really his good. Team. We tried to get that image
for our website,
for our website and everything, and they wouldn't sell us the rights.
I tried to license it, or they did, and they just quoted me a crazy amount. No, I think they straight up said no. We weren't deemed worthy enough.
Well, look at us now.
Look at us now.
Yeah. Oh, also we heard back from the Oscars.
We did hear back from the Oscars. I don't know if I want to talk about it yet. Until I know what's going on.
We'll hold off. But yeah. We heard back. We'll leave you in suspense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not really much to say. Brad Pitt should have been in B-Movie.
It's the only thing that could have saved B-Movie. Yeah. Like, the only thing. Just so you guys know, I think this is important. Trivia piece. B-Movie originated as a drunken pitch from Jerry Seinfeld to Steven Spielberg.
Just like at some party, just like, hey, Steve.
Steve, I got a good idea. I'm just imagining the
Rick. You're doing your Brad Rick voice. Morty.
No, that's my Rick impression.
Oh, okay. Hey,
I can't do it. I'm not doing it on this podcast.
Steve, I got a good idea for a movie. Steve, I got you. Got it. You got a bee. And then one fuck human, and then and Steve goes into this human race. Sues the human race, Steve.
It's about capitalism, Morty.
This movie's so pro-capitalism. It's freaky.
Extremely it's pro-capitalism. Weird
to watch in this stage of late capitalism.
It is propaganda. But you should watch it because it's on Netflix. And like, what else are you doing with your life?
If you're listening to this podcast, you know.
If you enjoy March Madness, you will enjoy B-Movie. I know it came up when we were watching this that like, can appreciate the dedication to the pun.
Yeah,
know?
That's from one pun gone too far to another.
There are so many B jokes in this movie, you won't believe it.
If you had a drinking game where every time there was a B joke, you'd probably die.
Why hasn't anybody done that? Because of the whole B goes faster joke. That sounds pretty.
Oh, also, I've seen B movie 4 times. Once in theaters. I will watch it again.
I feel like you've seen it more than Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld has seen the rough cut and then the premiere. If even the premiere, he probably dipped out.
He got blackout drunk. He played the drinking game.
Yeah, he's like, yep.
He's
yep.
Like, oh, God. Yeah, I think. That's all the B content I have today.
Tune in next week for our next official pitting, which will be Megamind versus
By the Sea, his divorce movie. Ooh, plus a cartoon.
And a cartoon by DreamWorks.
You guys see how we're linking these up? Do you think we just pull this out of nowhere? There's an order here.
We have thoughts. We have feelings.
The powers here are so far beyond your comprehension.
Yeah, if you like us, let us know. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
What are those? Our website.
Everything is March Bradness, except for Instagram, where it's March.Bradness. Mm-hmm.
And our website is MarchBradness.net. You can listen there. You can find us on iTunes. And keep being your beautiful, beautiful selves.
Justin hated that pun so much he started crying.
I'm crying on the inside. Anyway.
You guys are great. And we'll talk to you soon.
Let's say bye, but let's say it like B-I.
No!
Okay. Bye.
Bye.